This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Beer!
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. All hail the saviors of upstate morning radio.
The Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet. Batman has sunglasses on his furry face. The dynasty without the money.
Bushy face,
bushy face.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Wednesday. Fat Boy, if you would, that keyword one more time for the P1 payoff.
Urge. U-R-G-E. Like the drink back in the day.
I was going to say, I used to drink Urge. Urge. Text that word at 72881 and win you $1,000 with the P1 payoff. We do it once an hour. It's our once a month all advice show. Your problems, our answers, and answers from those who've been there, done that. 1-800-774-0093. You can, of course, always email us to riseguys@aol.com. But traditionally, we try to do these by call only. No, I mean, there's a time and place for email, but...
Yeah, it's the mail sack, usually.
Yeah. I need some advice right now. I have a vacation coming up. I've already done Airbnb on Iraq. I'm going to Iraq. And now Trump just put a travel ban. You can't go to Iraq.
No! Where are you going to go now?
Help me out. 1-800-774-0093. I can't go to Iraq. I heard it's great in the summer.
Yes, you have to go to Iran.
I guess so.
I don't know. That'll be coming next.
I heard the Gaza Strip is beautiful this time of year.
1-800-774-0093.
Syria's nice this time of year.
Syria?
Uh-huh.
Are you being Syria right now?
Yeah.
Let's go to anonymous. Boy, Lord. This is great. This is the freedom of speech we're talking about in America, where you can call in and you can ask a question. You don't have to tell anybody who you are. It's great. No facial recognition, none of that. So, anonymous, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I know you guys do this all the time, but I love you guys. I really do. You really make my mornings. And
if
you guys ever go off the air, it's going to be like Starbucks closed down.
If we go off the air, it'll be like Starbucks went out of business.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So thank you for that.
Well, I mean, I appreciate that. I don't think it would be that worldwide of a meltdown, but at least around here, sir.
I think you help more people than you know. I really do.
If I give you the big boss's email address, would you send that to him? Just CC me on that? I'd love for him to see that. Thank you so much.
That should help me.
Okay, so you need some help. What is your problem today?
Well, it's a little sensitive. I realized last year, after a lot of bad deeds and just reflection, I've come to realize that I'm gay, that I'm a full-on lesbian. And it was really hard for me to just to sort of acknowledge that within myself, because I thought, well, maybe I'm just going through a phase. But no, and it was really difficult, and I was terrified to tell my family, you know, and most of my friends were really good with it. There were a few, you know, who felt a little weirded out, but nobody's really treated me differently or anything like that, but that's not the issue. The hardest part about being a gay woman in the upstate of South Carolina is meeting other lesbians. It's not easy. And there's no, like, it's not like, you know, when you date the opposite sex, like you can go into a bar and, you know, somebody's usually making eye contact or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it's a little bit more assertive, but in my experience with where I am here in South Carolina, there's no like hand gestures or anything. There's no,
no hand gestures.
You? No, you are. And it's just, it's
are you really sure weird, there's no hand gestures, you know, with the peace symbol in the tongue? Is that not a hand gesture to use? Or
not that I know. My friend, he was really funny. He said, you know, he's like, for guys, he's like, we have all kinds of stuff. We have handkerchiefs in the pocket. We have all kinds, which I learned about. I had no idea. But there's
wait a
like
minute,
a whole
a
culture
minute
out there.
What? If a guy has, hold on a second. If a guy has a handkerchief in his pocket, he's gay?
No.
Well, not it's in the back pocket, and I guess there's different color handkerchiefs for different things that you're into.
God, I was just second guessing my grandpa for a minute. He had a handkerchief every Sunday.
His overalls.
Is it red or blue?
Lord.
I don't see yet.
Okay.
It's not like the anyway.
You know, that's interesting you say that, though, because I never thought about that before. If you're a guy, you go into a bar, nightclub, or restaurant, wherever, you see a woman, you just assume opposite sex, she's into guys. Or, you know, a woman sees a man, whatever. But if you're gay and you go out to one of these places, first of all, you have to be very careful of even flirting or hitting on somebody, because they are offended by that a lot of times.
Weird.
So it's got to be very difficult to kind of figure it out, because they may, if it's a female, she may say, oh, you know, Anonymous, she's very friendly. We could be best friends and go shopping together. But meanwhile, Anonymous, she wants to get down.
Yeah. People, well, and I'm not saying Anonymous, I'm saying the other people, like, they're not clear about their intentions.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So what about, like, apps and all that stuff? There's that doesn't work for you?
Not really. I mean, I've been using the app, and it's honestly exhausting because, well, first of all, there's a lot of men who, you know, will say that they're a woman, and then after you talk to them, they say, oh, by the way, I'm a guy, but I'm still the same person. And then the other side is if you're really picky, which I am, God, this sounds so rude. I'm not saying that I'm like a supermodel or anything, but I know I'm attractive and I feel good about that. Like, I hate when, you know, attractive women are like, oh, I'm so ugly, when they're like fishing for compliments when they look super hot.
Yeah, that's, well, enough about Paige. Paige does that all the time. Yeah. She really does. No, Paige is gorgeous, and I'm sure you are too. But you're saying that you're too picky to be? I don't understand. What do you mean you're too picky to be a lesbian?
It's not that I'm too picky. Like, this is going to sound terrible because I'm new as a lesbian, and I understand that there's different types of women, and the only women that I seem to be finding here in my beautiful home state are like really masculine women. And that's not what I'm looking for. Like, I'm a woman who likes a feminine woman, not a woman that looks like my dad.
Yeah.
You know?
Jesus. Come on.
Like, yeah. I'm not saying that I feel so awful because, you know, just coming out, like, I want to support my community and everything, but it's not for me. And I don't want to sound like I'm being superficial, but I'm just not into butch ladies. And there's really no other way to say it. You know, I mean, and I respect everybody, and I know, you know, everybody has a problem, struggles with their identities, you know. But
and you
know,
and you want to, you don't want to be offensive with that, and with, like, you know, dating apps, you identify yourself as a lesbian on there, but there, in other words, there's no way to say I'm a lesbian, but I'm only into really attractive lesbians. So in other words, a lesbian doesn't mean I'm into all lesbians.
Yeah,
just means I'm into.
No, I wouldn't say that it's like super attractive. I just like more feminine You know what I mean? Like, I mean, of course, I like a pretty girl. I don't have to date like some supermodel.
Who's your dream girl? Like in lesbian fantasy world, who's your dream girl?
Oh my God, hands down, Carrie Underwood, but as a brunette, because I don't really like blondes. But she's just.
It'd be like evil Carrie Underwood. Oh man.
No, not evil at all. I don't like the fake highlights and stuff like that. Oh, like yeah. I like a real, like a nice. You know, like a girl next door type of thing. And I think that...
But no blonde.
And she's just so tiny. And no, not blonde. I don't like blondes at all.
That doesn't matter, like, anything about them. If they're blonde, they're just, nope.
I don't know. I just, you know, people are attracted to certain things.
Yeah, I'm just asking.
I don't really like... I don't know. I don't like the... Maybe if they were, like, a natural... dark blonde, but I just don't like that, like, over-processed, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
My great-grandma said, never trust a man with a blonde beard.
Yeah.
My grandma said that never trust a man with a blonde beard.
Yeah, it's got to at least, you know? Gotta at least be what? Red beards are the best.
Yeah. Anonymous, a lot of people are asking what dating app you use. Is there a specific one for the lesbian community, or...?
Not that I really know of out here, Okay, Cupid is probably the one that I've been concentrating on because they have the most amount of women.
Yeah. Okay.
But
so,
they're not.
So the question is, how can I be a lesbian and put it out there that I'm only into... Is lipstick lesbian? Is that still a thing? Like, is that what you refer to?
Yeah.
Okay. So is there a way to put it out there without being offensive to butch
women,
as you
said? I was talking to one woman who'd reached out to me, and she said that you can say femme for femme.
Femme for femme. Okay.
Femme for femme. And I haven't tried that yet, but honestly, the way I'm looking at it, I don't think that there's any more femme women out there because they would have come up on the app as saying that they were gay.
I see
what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. I want to ask you this, though.
So
what do you look like? You said you're attracted to Carrie Underwood, but brunette Carrie Underwood. Who do you? Is there a celebrity you resemble or anything like that?
You know, it's funny. I don't know if it's because of my laugh or because I'm really tall, but a lot of people say that I look like Julia Roberts, but without the crazy fish lips. Like, I don't have, like, huge.
Huge lips.
Huge lips.
You don't have huge lips.
Yeah.
You have way smaller lips.
You know, I'm a very, like, I take care of myself, and I don't wear a lot of makeup, but I do like to dress up. And, you know, don't get me wrong. It's not like I don't know how to change my own tire or anything like that. Just
right, sure.
Physically,
yeah.
I just like more.
You like a woman with big lips?
No, I don't like any of that fake stuff.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
I don't like fake boobs. I don't like hair extensions. I don't like, you know, like and there's nothing wrong with that. But I
got you.
You know,
you have your likes
I know
and dislikes.
What I like.
So how often do you see, how often do you see what she wants? I mean, if you like, you know, lipstick and that's what you're calling him, but you never see those two together. It's always the other, you know, the other combination.
Not true.
I mean, that's honestly what I see.
Goes all ways. Maybe you don't get out much, and that's not a slam on you. It's just you don't get out a lot.
Fat Boy's basing this on Ellen and Portia.
Yeah,
is he really?
You watch porn, you see the other side of it.
I mean, I think you see some lesbians that are like, "Wow, she's hot.
Right?
She can have any woman she wants." But she tends to lean toward another lesbian who's more, you know, masculine than feminine. This seems to happen more often than not.
So here's what I would do if I were you. What we'll do, and you can hang up and listen. I'm sure we'll have some folks that maybe can help you with this. But I would just try the femme thing on there and just, you know, put the, I don't know, lipstick, whatever you got to put on there.
Yeah.
Put a picture of a little lipstick emoji on there. And then put no, and then the symbol of no, and then put like a you know, manly looking guy working on a car or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what
the emoji for manly looking guy working on a car.
Yeah.
There's something, yeah.
What's your limit on? Do you have a mile rate? Like, Nine said he had a 75-mile radius on his dating apps when he was on there. Will you go to and far?
I would go, you know, because I don't want to move. You know, I don't want to move my whole family. But if I meet somebody, you know, I would say 50 miles. Like, that's, you know, that's like a couple of pounds. Do you know what I'm saying? And that's doable.
Here's
like,
what we're going to do.
This isn't like,
we'll put out a live APB right now for a lipstick lesbian. You said tall? Like you? You want her to be tall like
no,
you?
No, I'm very tall.
Oh, you're very tall.
I like more petite girls.
Small
like,
lips, yeah. No blondes, and attractive lesbian. No bisexual ladies. Lesbians only, correct?
Well, no, I only say that because, you know, like I said, I thought that I was bisexual.
I actually
realized that I prefer the love of a woman and not just the sex part. So I think I'd rather go with somebody who isn't bi, because that's the thing too. Like, there are guys on there posing as their girlfriends because they want to have threesomes.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, it's tough to be a lesbian in the upstate.
Yeah,
it really is.
I heard from P1 Panda Pops in London saying that there are plenty of femmes, as she used that term. It's just easier to spot a butch. Those are her words.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're going to play that game in the 9 o'clock hour for NASCAR tickets. Hold on, Anonymous. We have to break here. More of your calls, all advice show. We've got Ashley on hold. We've got another Anonymous on hold. P1 Looper is on hold. And a slot waiting for you. 1-800-774. I'm sorry.
That's what she's looking for.
Goodness.
1-800-774-0093. The once a month all advice show on the Rise Guys.
Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet.
Fair Fawcett. I'm sorry. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you.
Please put that on.
I got Farrah Fawcett confused with Vanna White for a moment. I apologize. Don't forget, though, God can see your Google search history. It's true. My mama said that. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 8:33. It is the All Advice Show, 1-800-774-0093. Anything you want to talk about, problems that you have at work, at home, with the kids, whatever it is, you can be anonymous, of course, and call in to get some advice. Ashley's on hold. Ashley has some advice for the lesbian we just spoke with. Anonymous lesbian is who that was. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing well, thanks. Are you a lesbian?
I am.
Thank you. I had a feeling.
Thank you.
I just won NASCAR All-Star Race tickets.
Hey, congratulations, Matt. You're going to Charlotte Motor Speedway this Saturday.
We were playing a side game to see, I guess, if you're a lesbian or not. So I just won. Thank you, Ashley.
You're welcome.
So, but your comment, though, what were you going to say to the anonymous lady we spoke with?
Well, she is a feminine, and she's looking for another femme, but she said she's fairly new. I've never dated anybody but a woman since I was probably 14,
and
I'm 31.
Damn.
So, yeah. I'm pretty sure she's not aware that it's going to be extremely hard for two feminine women to be together. You've got to have somebody that's going to be, well, you just like a male and a female. The male is a dominant male over a female. I mean, yes, a female is going to be a dominant in other aspects, but two feminines, you've got to have a dominancy somewhere.
Yeah. So you're in a relationship right now, Ashley?
No.
No.
Oh, you seem like you don't
want to. I am a year separated from a marriage.
Okay.
With another woman.
Wow.
Assume that.
So they let gay people get divorced also now?
Get divorced, yeah.
Damn, look at that. I didn't even put that in the news. Good job, y'all.
Yeah.
What happened?
They better.
Yeah. What happened with you? Fat Boy's wondering what happened with your gay wife.
My soon-to-be ex-wife wanted me to choose my marriage over a relationship with my mom.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
My birth mom. My birth mom, a mom that I have searched for 15 years and just found her a year and something ago. Okay. So my marriage was put on the line between that or her, so I chose her.
Yeah.
Well, you should have. You should have. I mean, it's your birth mom. Yeah.
Yeah, so. But and no, I am not a lipstick, but I am not a butch. I look like a female. You can tell I'm a female from a distance or up close.
Oh, okay.
But I am dominant. I am not. I wear eyeliner, and that's pretty much it. I fix my hair.
Yeah.
but
that's about as far as
yeah, putting on a dress and heels, no, you'll never catch me.
Yeah, same here, pal. Well, listen, Ashley, thank you so much. We appreciate that, and spread the word into the lesbian community. Thank you.
I think she just solved my ultimate lesbian conundrum.
What is that?
That I've had for years. I'm guessing if you're a lesbian, you want to be with the hottest woman you could find. But you have most of them that I see that lean toward a more masculine lesbian to be with. So I'm like, well, okay. At that point, do you want to be with a guy but not really? Why would you not want to be with another hot woman? But then she said that somebody has to be dominant. Why?
Usually there's a more domineering person in every relationship, right?
Yeah, I mean, you the old thing, I mean, in a straight couple, you'd hear, you know who wears the pants in that family?
Yeah.
You know, mom ain't her, ain't nowhere.
Wife.
Yeah.
Happy wife, happy life, all that. Cheaper to keep her, the whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's difficult for anybody to meet anybody this day and age. Mm-hmm. It just is.
That's why I thought.
Especially if you're weird as hell.
That's why I thought they were with the more masculine lesbians, because I'm like, you don't have a whole lot to pick from, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, that was the point she was made, the lady that called in initially, was A, being gay in the South. I mean, certainly it's progressing a little bit better, but that on itself is difficult. B, dating in that world and also having mile radius of what you're looking for as far as, you know, people close to you. And also, she's got to be very attractive. A brunette.
Very selective.
Brunette Carrie Underwood.
Yeah. Very specific. Very specific.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about a thin Kelly Clarkson? How about that?
I don't get that really. How you just nope? I don't like blondes at all. I mean, it's the color of someone's hair. It's just it has nothing to do with like the shape of their body or the shape of their mind or you know the sense of humor or anything like that. I mean, you know, I've always redhead.
It's just great. Brunette's great. Blonde's
right.
Good too. Not a ginger though. No.
Come on.
Some hot gingers, man.
You cannot pick who you fall in love with, but you can pick who you hook up with. I mean, because generally, the person that you fall in love with isn't your ideal person in your mind.
But you disagreed with the woman who fell in love with her girlfriend, her daughter's ex-boyfriend.
That's true.
You said that wasn't right.
Wasn't
but
right.
You can't fall
no,
in
love. No, I didn't say that it wasn't with. Right. Who you? I didn't say she was in love with him. I was saying it was a lustful thing.
Paige, you never believe this. On line 4, it's the fence. It says get off of it.
No.
Oh.
Plus, there's boundaries as an adult that you learn where you don't prey on your children's, you know, boyfriends and girlfriends.
Yeah, why
is it predatory?
Oh, come on.
She meant
I mean, I would not ever consider doing anything to hurt my child, so.
Yeah. You're framing this up for yourself here.
No, I'm not at all. I'm telling you how I feel.
Oh, man, it's like two radio guys got together and had a baby. Let's go to line 3 and talk to P1 Twisted Shorty. Good morning.
Good morning. I would like to applaud Ashley. She is a better mother than the first mom that called in.
Ooh.
And I'm right behind Paige. I'm going to answer your question. Why mom should not date daughter's ex-boyfriend?
Yes.
Get away from it.
It's a trust issue, man.
Yeah.
The only thing worse than your mom dating your ex-boyfriend is your dad dating your ex-boyfriend.
Oh,
come on, mom.
That's funny. That's awesome.
Grandpa dating your ex-boyfriend would be worse. Be honest.
That'd be pretty bad.
Right? I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
And good sir, do you really want to go to Iraq? I mean, I was in Bahrain when Desert Shield, Desert Storm started.
Oh.
It's miserable, dude. We want you to come home. Don't leave America.
Oh, Twisted Shorty, I was just making a little joke.
Yeah,
I'm not really going to Iraq.
Okay. I hope
honey. I'm going to
I really do.
Myrtle
we
Beach or Dollywood that. One
really
of the two.
She's growing a beard to join us.
Hey, you should call the FOF line more. I enjoy your calls.
They
I really
are great.
Do.
I appreciate you. I was planning on calling about that mom, but then when Ashley came on and she was like, hey, I chose my birth mom over a relationship, I really had to applaud her out loud, man.
You have to. Yeah. Can we hear you clap right now?
Woman.
Will you lay down the phone and let us hear you clap?
Woo,
now do it with your hands now. Twisted Shorty, pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much. Have a great morning.
Y'all have a blessed day.
You too. What a sweet lady.
Maybe she didn't make the wrong decision. Found a birth mom after what? She said she was with her
15 years after searching for her.
Yeah,
but then found her for, okay, well, maybe, you know, you owe more to your relationship at that point than putting all your energy into finding somebody that didn't, you know.
Yeah, that's coming from Fat Boy's perspective, who has Fat Boy. I mean, it's no secret you have familial issues with both your parents, but
I mean, damn.
You know, you've been with your wife for a long time, and that's like that's your rock right there. So obviously you think more of that relationship than you do either parental relationship you had.
There's too much going on.
She's your Dwayne Johnson. She really is.
Yeah.
Fat boy, I'm going to lean on you now. Ooh. Line two, he says, go to Anonymous. Good morning, Anonymous.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. You got the fat boy's seal of approval of a good call. So what's going on?
Well, he made me go as Anonymous, and I really wouldn't have, but I've known a guy for, let's say, 15 or so years. And I introduced him to, like, my best friend in the entire world about 2 years ago. And the guy that I've known for 15 years, he and I were friends. We met in, like, a really difficult time in our lives. But, you know, he was always there. Yeah. And I introduced him to my truly best friend who I care about and love with my entire heart. And the two of them have become friends. And say 6 months ago, I told the one guy, my new best friend or whatever you want to call him, there's something. He's also disabled. And so I told my disabled friend, I said, you know, it's either if you want him in your life, then you're not going to have me. If you want me in your life, then you're not going to have him. And just because
what was
I
the response to that? What like when you said he's got to be out of. He dropped
off. He lost him?
All right, Anonymous, call back. 1-800-774-0093.
He missed a chunk of it.
Well, I mean, I can't help the reception.
Man, I want to know more. Hit me up on the social media, Tino. We'll talk about it.
Let's talk to
Anonymous.
Mike on line four. Anonymous Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm great. How are y'all?
Good. What's up with you?
So my family just got a new dog Friday, I believe. Yeah. We rescued him from a shelter in Greenville. They said he had been in there about a month, so he was, like, real skittish and stuff at first.
Mm-hmm.
But he's already quickly taken to everybody else in the family, except me. So, like, anybody will call his name, he'll run up to him, let him play with him. But he won't, like, if I call his name, he'll come up within maybe 5-10 feet, but won't come any closer unless I've got, like, food or something. I was wondering if anybody had some advice on how I could kind of, like, better that bond between me and the dog.
What a good question, because Paige has a new puppy. Paige?
Well, I rescued a dog with my brother, and the dog loved me more than the dog that I got from my brother. And
yeah.
It took
you named the dog Mary, by chance?
No.
Go ahead.
His name was Bubba, and then my brother named him a terrible name after, which I can't say on the radio.
Will you write it down?
I will.
Yeah. So and there was dissension, and then what?
Well, I mean, the dog loved me more. Yeah. And my brother would get upset every time I come to visit. He's like, I am so nice to this dog. Why won't he warm up to me? But now it's been a couple of months, and they are best buddies.
Yeah.
It just takes a while. Maybe there was someone like you that intimidated the dog in his history.
Yeah.
He'll love you eventually. You just got to be gentle. He doesn't know you. It's a new surrounding.
Yeah, that's good advice from Paige. Yeah, you got to let him warm up.
It takes all right, very good call. Thank you, Mike. Very good. Appreciate that.
You dismissed that.
Oh, man.
You Paige. Want some high drama.
Well, no, I didn't dismiss it. I mean, I don't, you know, you got to, what else do you say? Oh, the dog won't have anything to do with him. Well, it's got to get used to you.
Yeah.
Get down in the floor and just roll around with the dog.
Good advice from Paige on that one. Absolutely. There ain't nothing else to say besides what she said.
Yeah.
He'll all right. You.
Fat boy, line two, there's a problem with you. We don't understand the name. Is that what it is?
She said it's like a song.
Okay.
By a band I don't like.
All right. She is gay, but disagrees with our last gay caller, the lady who said you know, femme and femme do not go together. It doesn't work and all that. We'll get to her call and yours. 1-800-774-0093. Once a month, all advice show. Rise, guys. Guys.
Text the Rise Guys. Just tickle your keypad at 72341. You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is time to do some more calls. 1-800-774-0093. Let's go to line two. It is the lesbian who disagrees with the last lesbian. What is your name exactly?
It's P1 Haunted.
Okay, haunted.
Like a haunting. Yeah, like I've been with you guys actually since the very beginning. I was in high school when you guys started, so yeah.
Okay.
But,
well, thanks.
I had a thing for Amy Lee, and it's an Evanescence song. Oh, it's a really old name.
Yeah. Well, listen, thank you so much. Now, you are a lesbian, it says here, and you disagree with the last lesbian that called. And what do you disagree with?
I disagree with somebody needs to be dominant, have a traditional male role. I'm in a 7-year long-term, actually almost 8 years now, that we've been together. And my partner and I raise our kids together. Everything with the housework is shared and equal. I mean, there's not a dominant role. We're, I guess, androgynous at best. Neither of us are super feminine. Mm-hmm. Neither of us are butch either. Chapstick lesbians like Ellen, I guess.
Yeah.
But neither of us take a traditional male or female role. We each have strengths, but...
That's interesting. I never really thought about that before, but like I've said as a child, my mama was the disciplinarian. I mean, she was the one who did the spankings and the go get your switch and, pick it out and I'm going to spank
you. Whoop your ass, baby.
It wasn't my daddy.
Well, I mean, that's exactly it. Like, you just find out when you work well together and you're in a good relationship, you share things, you know, you play off of each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, personally, anyway, I get really insulted by the idea that there has to be a traditional role or that there always has to be a guy or there has to be, you know, because that's kind of the point of being with another woman is, no offense to the guys out there, but not being in a relationship with a guy,
And the best relationships are based on friendship first, so you don't want to dominate a friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Then the sex comes later.
Yeah, that's right. Then his friends will benefit. P1 Haunted, you call anytime. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You guys rock.
All right, have a good morning. Thank you. You do too.
So you want male-type qualities, but not a male. That's just odd, man.
I don't think that's what they're saying at all.
It's like this. Okay, fat boy.
Yeah.
You have an attractive wife.
Yeah.
But then you.
I know, man.
Like, my girlfriend, super attractive, but then me. So when you look at that, you think, they don't match up. They don't look right. But for us, it does somehow. For y'all, it does somehow. It's the same thing with the any variable.
Maybe from that female perspective, you feel like, maybe protected somehow, or you're with somebody that's kind of maybe more aggressive or bigger. Mm-hmm. But like from the lesbian standpoint, you're with somebody who's probably like your size, maybe along your thinking, but has masculine qualities. So I guess you kind of want masculine qualities, but you don't want a man. I mean, it's cool either way. It's just, and it's stupid to even think about it like that. But it's just,
Not really. It's not stupid to think. You're just trying to figure out the answer to it. And as a hetero man who's been married over half his life, it's hard to understand it. I get that.
I'm trying to figure out to know if I want to support it or not.
But can't you just, I mean, does it have to be like put every sex in every box? Is like men do this and women do that?
They sell it in boxes now?
No, but I mean, people have evolved to fit into society.
Yeah,
like women are construction workers and men are nurses.
Yeah, it's not accurate at all to think that all the dirty outside stuff, the man does all that, except the gardening now. If you got flower planting, that's what the woman does.
That doesn't make them less of a
tulips.
Man.
Yeah.
Do what you want.
Just do stuff.
Yeah. Like who you want. So if you see us, all three of us hooking up in the office after the show, then don't be surprised.
It could happen.
Everybody's doing whatever
this
day.
It could happen.
Paige, you got to run the camera. It's your turn.
Okay. The heart wants what it wants, and so does the junk.
I always get to watch.
Not gay, but happily married. It's P1 Looper. Looper, good morning. Thanks for your patience today.
Hey, always patient. We got lesbians disagreeing with lesbians. What's happening?
I don't know. It's like dump truck drivers versus truckers now. It's lesbians on lesbians. Usually I like that, but not when they're arguing.
You ain't kidding me. Oh, man. I'll keep it short and sweet, as always. People got to be themselves. You got to drop those preconceived notions you've been spoon-fed since you've entered the world. And don't focus on specifics. Don't focus on hair colors. How do you know they're natural? Don't focus on anything specific. Focus on what's inside. and you can't go wrong. Apps can be hacked. Not saying they can't be used, but the best way to go about it, in my experience, is going out into the world and experiencing face-to-face interaction in a safe place, of course. I wouldn't advise going to someone's home and saying, hey, let's talk. Just go out and feel people out. Put your feelers out. Let me rephrase that.
There you go. Put your antennas out. It ain't always about speaking your voice or saying what you think. Sometimes you just want to observe.
Pull to the side a little.
And pull it to the side a little. Looper, thank you so much.
Amen.
Have a good morning.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Peace out, guys.
Peace out to you. I would never do that, and I did it.
Peace out.
Take that off the podcast. Oh, yeah. I don't want any record of that.
Matt never said peace out.
Peaced out.
No, right. He said did it again.
Oh, shoot. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, another $1,000 to give away the P1 payoff. Get ready for that keyword. Also, we'll do more calls, more open calls, all advice show once a month. 1-800-774-0093. Rise Guys continue right after this.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Good to hear in the morning when you're driving to work.
It just goes over the edge.
It's great. It's great chemistry. I love the humor.
The Rise Guys. Weekday morning.
93.3 to Planet.
The Planet Rocks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.